Hello and welcome to the Independent Farmer Podcast, the go-to podcast for do-it-yourself farmers who are taking control of their own business, skipping the middleman, and selling direct to local consumer and wholesale buyers. This podcast is hosted by Barn to Door, the number one business tool for independent farmers to manage their business, promote their brand, and sell online and in person. Let's dive in to today's Independent Farmer Podcast. Welcome to the Independent Farmer Podcast. I'm Janelle, the CEO of Barn to Door and your host for today's episode. At Barn to Door, we provide software for independent farmers to create and promote their brand, sell online and in person, and save time managing their business. Many listeners may recall that after years of product research and development, Barn to Door debuted a point of sale last year, almost exactly a year ago today. Since its inaugural debut, we've been fortunate to see thousands of POS devices purchased and used, put to great use by farmers across the country to fuel millions of dollars in in-person sales. We're over the moon. And we get to dive in on the Built for Farmers part of it today, which I'm really excited about. This brings me to today's conversation, a conversation with Michelle and Julie from Veterans Liberty Ranch in Texas. Veterans Liberty Ranch has been a customer of Barn to Door for almost 2 years now. They have utilized the POS to gain over six figures in sales in this last year alone. And today I'm excited to talk with Michelle and Julie about Veterans Liberty Ranch's use of Barn to Door, including the launch of POS to help support their in-person sales. Welcome, Michelle and Julie.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm kind of extra excited because I don't know if you know this, but we just rebranded our podcast to the Independent Farmer Podcast. And I kind of think your farm name literally is probably one of the best names for the new brand of our podcast.
That's so cool. I love that. I'll let Michelle talk about her husband, but he's military. Both of our dads are veterans. So that's where the veterans come from. And okay. Then Liberty, I'm located in Liberty Hill, Texas.
Fabulous.
So we kind of threw that into the mix.
So both of your fathers were in military.
Yes.
That is correct. We both come from military families, and my husband just retired about a year ago after doing 36 years with military.
So wow.
We definitely wanted to incorporate that into the name.
And that's awesome.
The napkin just provided enough space, and we thought, well, how do we incorporate both North Texas and Central Texas? So we threw the veterans in there. Liberty, we love what Liberty stands for.
Yeah.
And yes, it's a play on words because she is located in Liberty Hill.
Right. Now the farm is located there too?
So our farm is actually, we have two locations.
Okay.
So me, Michelle, I am up in Decatur, Texas, which is kind of north. Julie is about 3 hours southwest of me in Liberty Hill. As far as grazing.
Did you just say 3 hours?
It is. Yes. It's 3 hours.
Wow.
Texas is big. We measure by hours, not miles. So it actually just feels like just driving down the road to see her all the time.
That's now. Amazing.
We've actually secured grazing properties all over Texas and even actually up into Oklahoma. Because
okay.
We're grass-fed, we have to utilize a lot of pastures for rotation. So.
Yes. Very cool. We'll have to dive into that another time. It's really fun to get into rotational grazing, but I'm very excited to hear that's what you're doing. How many head of cattle are we talking?
We all tell our husbands.
You can't keep track.
We process for 2024, our projected process for the year.
Okay.
So we do bring in other herds and whatnot.
Yeah.
On the side, we also show cattle. So at any one time, we probably have 60 to 100 head floating between the two of us.
Incredible. That's wonderful. Now, for all the listeners out there, is there anything else that you think they would care to know about your farm and your operations, just so they know how they're able to relate to you? Obviously, 240 head is a great place to start. And, you know, it's amazing to me because there are quite a few farms actually that have land within driving distance, if you will. That's not uncommon.
Right. I think something to be aware of, a dynamic that's probably happens with a lot of farms, but I feel like it's a little bit special with us, is we've got two working locations. We actually just added a third female farmer into the mix. And so we now have a third location. So we have fluctuating inventory at each location and mm-hmm. customers that are literally 3 to 6 hours away. So finding a system that can handle the inventory and purchasing of those products at each location was a challenge at
first. I was going to say that. Yes.
But with Barn to Door, we've been able to make all that work and be seamless to the customers. It's a little frantic on the back end sometimes, mm-hmm. but as far as the customers see, it's seamless. It's one store.
That's wonderful. Well, that makes me happy.
Yes.
Good. Oh, and by the way, we have in common, my father was in the military as well. I didn't move around. He was in the Navy, right? So it was sort of before I knew any different, but he was in the Navy. So years and years and years ago.
Aww.
Wonderful.
So thanks to all of our dads for their service.
Yes,
how about that?
For sure.
Yeah, that's incredible. Wonderful. Okay, so as you grew your ranching business or sort of started it, I should say, how were you initially selling products?
Well, we were all over the place. We literally used a piece of notebook paper and wrote orders down. We would write down the location. We lived off of our spiral notebook. It's kind of a joke. Like, we still write orders down. We're just one of those write people. But now that we have Barn to Door, I think I'm probably on there 25 times a day.
Wow.
Just looking and updating and making sure that inventory is following correctly, because between three locations, you know, it's a little hairy sometimes. But doing that and then actually, you know, kind of bracketing the orders in their area. But Barn to Door makes it amazing because we can go into the pack list for the end of each day and put the location, and there's all our orders. So it's come a long way from a spiral notebook. Now we can print out the actual people. It has their phone number in case we have an issue or they forgot to come pick up or, you know, something easy like that. It's just, it, like Michelle said, it makes it seamless.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's a pretty common story, actually, right?
Yeah.
The tricky part with taking orders, because they come in from everywhere, whether it's phone or email or Facebook message. And this is a pretty common story before Barn to Door. It's like, then you're writing it down. But the bigger you get, the scarier it gets that you're missing orders and things are falling through the cracks. I had a great podcast recently with Alex of Chucktown Acres. And 1 year he oversold turkeys and even his family didn't get one because he had promised somebody
we did
a turkey. I mean, it just is what it is. But on the other hand, like, great, if you're farming, at least at Barn to Door, we'd rather you spend time on more important things than trying to remember where the orders are. So that's where we get a lot of joy, which is if people are ordering, they can just go online, order from you anytime. And like you said, you can just click a button and print it all out at once. And you know you're not missing any, which is hopefully headache resolved, but also ideally hours of time saved.
Yes.
So what initially attracted you to working with Barn to Door? Was it the time savings or was it something different?
Michelle, I think you were the one that found Barn to Door because of a chicken farmer that you were next to. Wasn't it Sandy? She was utilizing Barn to Door at the time. And then Michelle came home and she's like, Julie, you have to hear about Barn to Door.
Aww.
Like, this is going to make our life so much easier. So I think that's what triggered it, if I remember right.
I think you're right. I think Windview Chicken Farms, Sandy, was already utilizing Barn to Door. And so we jumped on and looked at it. And I'll be honest, we were still real small at that time. And we thought, wow, is this really worth the investment? Is our business going to grow? In hindsight, it's an investment that we couldn't afford not to make. Because it did take us from the spiral notebooks and from the finance side, we were keeping track in an Excel spreadsheet, mm-hmm. what our finances were, what our cost was, but we really didn't have a clue. So again, in hindsight, it was a very small, minor investment to get to the volume that we have. And at the end of the first year, we sat back and went, wow, did that just happen? Like, wow. And you know, that's great. I think we can sustain this. We can do this again next year. Mm-hmm. So the second year rolled around and our business more than doubled. And that wouldn't be possible without the inventory management, the point of sale, even something as simple as we have been able to expand our product line because customers can go on our store and see what the product is, see the description, and they understand. We're not having to answer, you know, 50 times, this is what's the ingredients for marinated stir fry meat. it's on there. It's on the store. It's how customers are able to get the information. It's what they're used to. So it has definitely facilitated our growth.
I appreciate that. Julie, were you going to say something before I jump back in?
I just remember like us actually literally screaming when we got our first order on Barn to Door.
Yes.
We just felt so professional because it's not only it's not only the Barn to Door, like the place where you go order. Our website is phenomenal. It's gorgeous. And we were just blown away by the design and how easy it was. That was one thing that really overwhelmed us when we started is we're not web designers. We know how to load cows and trailers and unpack steaks, and but we don't know anything about doing web design.
It's interesting too, because at the end of the day, you are independent farmers, and that means you are owner operators of a business, right? And so while you might be epic at ranching and organizing that, and to your point, all the steak cuts and loading and unloading, there's a thousand things we could go down that rabbit hole. But literally, there's this whole business side that in order for things to work, you kind of have to do marketing, have customers, promote yourself so that you get sales. Oh, and P.S., you have to have finances. You have to know your inventory.
Yeah.
Taxes matter. That's where we love to come in. We're like, well, good. Let's try to make that as easy as possible. You should not spend your time explaining to 50 customers each time repeating yourself about stir fry ingredients when they can just go online, read it, click and order. Right. And at the end of the day, if you're trying to scale and run a business, this is how we look at ours, which is, where are we? It's not wasting time, but it's like, where are you not scaling? Well, telling 50 different customers individually each time about stir fry meat or the cuts of beef or what may be, what's your schedule? Where are you going to deliver? If you have to keep repeating the same thing over and over and over again per customer, then you start to look at that and be like, how can we make that more efficient?
Yes. Yes. Efficiency is a good word for all of that, for sure.
Yeah, that's good. That's exciting. Well, have you grown in the last 2 years? I mean, I think you signed up for Barn to Door about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like it's enabled that.
100%.
We would not be able to do it without Barn to Door. And I don't think we would have gotten this big without it.
Well, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Go team. Go team. 100%. Do it.
Yes. I want to say the first year, we absolutely grew. I mean, the first year we were tracking and we were so busy just learning the ropes and trying to keep up with inventory. That's what actually became the issue in the first year is we were growing so rapidly. It was like, well, we got to get more cows. Well, if you need more cows, you need more grass. You've got to get pastures. So it was an exciting time because it really allowed us to focus on growth and physical growth, you know, gaining more pastures, gaining more heads of cattle and whatnot, to the point that we really weren't even paying attention to all the reports and what was happening in Barn to Door. So a funny little side note, at one point, we were still keeping track in Excel of what our sales were. And I'm a little bit better at Excel than Julie, but I'll say she's 10 times better at Barn to Door than I am. But I was keeping track in Excel of our sales, and I wasn't available at the moment. So she went to her husband and said, Michelle does this little thing and it tallies up all of our sales. And I want to know what we're at right now. And so her husband's like, oh, well, you just click this button right here and it auto sums it. And I got a frantic phone call from her and she said, do you know how much our sales are? We have since learned that Barn to Door tracks all that for us and we don't need to do an Excel spreadsheet. But let's just say our first year growth, we went from, I think, what, about 40,000 in annual sales to six figures. So we went from about 40 to 50,000 up to six figures in our second year.
I think we capped out at like 490,000 last year.
Yes. We
and just incredible. That is going to start adding zeros. Holy smokes,
yes,
ladies.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
exciting.
Well,
we like to have fun. And I know that we're also doing this podcast too because of the POS system. And that is one huge thing that helped us grow because before that, we really couldn't utilize farmers markets like we wanted to. And that is big marketing thing.
So what did you do before handling? Did
we
you
hated
online
it.
And in-person sales or what?
We would go to a farmer's market every now and then, and we would have them either pay Venmo or cash or check.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, we upgraded to something, it's called Equid. It's like this really basic credit card thing that you can run, but it just wasn't like, I don't know, it just wasn't working the way we wanted it to. You didn't have the whole app to show a list to look at prices really quick. And I swear we're on that POS all the time. We use it. We're not even in full market season yet. It starts March 2nd this next weekend. And from then on, it's like 3 to 4 markets a week.
Okay.
At the different locations. So okay. It's about to explode again for this time of year. But yeah, it really helped us excel in that. And then I think it also develops a trust with our customers, because when you go in there professionally and you have a professional device that actually shows things and you're running it through, and we were excited because we didn't even know. I mean, we've been using it for a long time that it does Apple Pay. We got excited about that because we feel very like
good
in today's world where everybody's using that kind of thing. So yeah. That
matters. It does matter because buyers like to buy a certain way. And, you know, like it or not, we all have our habits of the favorite. Mm. Do you swipe? Do they like Apple Pay? I mean, everybody loves credit cards. You know, they all love subscriptions, right? Because that's like set it and forget it. And it just keeps coming. So, yeah, people are very used to easy digital payments. And I hear you on the professional side. We've heard a lot of farms say that about even just having a professional website and a brand. The buyer trust just goes up, and that's a good thing for business.
Yes.
It definitely makes you more relevant. And I think the trust is huge. I know when we set up at our main market that it's starting next weekend, mm-hmm. we actually have 2 point of sale systems set up on each end of the table, and we've got people running it, and it's quick, it's efficient, it's professional, and it's a game changer.
Love really. It. I have an extra device or two sitting around here. You need me to send you an extra one?
Possibly.
Actually. So we have a pickle that we're about to be in again. And we're going to have to order another device because mm-hmm. we have 2 markets starting and they will both run on Saturdays and at 2 different locations. So we'll be getting another one to add to our little fleet of POS.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. And it's cool. Also, the one big deal about it is sometimes we like to go on vacation or leave and we can have other people run the POS system and use an app on their phone. So it's very simple. One of the things that I don't think it bothered Michelle at the beginning, but I was scared because I was like, well, if I give somebody my app, like we hadn't done it yet, so we didn't know. I was like, can they go in and see like all of our personal information or checking accounts or things like that? And it's not. You can hand it off to anybody to use, super safe. And we like to have competitions because on each POS and each thing, it will give you your sales of the day. And so we literally all send screenshots back and forth.
Nice.
To keep the competition going. And it's fun.
That is fun. We do competitions too. It's fun, isn't it? Absolutely, we do. Somebody the other day just won. We buy farm food from our farmers and we put them in cute little baskets and then we have competitions and people literally win food from farmers that we work with.
That. So
it's super fun. Why not? Right. Why not do that? Just, you know, every so often to have some fun with each other and sort of the work hard, play hard thing, I guess.
Yes.
So how did you before you said you were doing cash, check, Venmo, etc., how would you even handle refunds or track your payments?
It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
A lot of times we would Venmo somebody back, but then you have that question of, well, now there's fees taken out. So does the customer pay that or we pay that? Do we just eat it? So yeah, it was a nightmare. And tracking did become an issue.
And probably inventory too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Inventory was written on the spreadsheet. And that's another thing, too, is we'd have it on the spreadsheet, but we couldn't offer as many items because there's no way we could keep up with it. So we would have the basic things and cuts. And it just whenever we were able to get barn to door, all of that blossomed. So now we're able to do groups of things and types of things and flavors of things and
expand your offering, which actually
is
a big deal when you're trying to grow and scale.
Because then you can always take away. So if something's not working or you're just not seeing a whole lot of sales in that, we like to use the tactic of seasons around here. And so Texas gets warm pretty quick. It's already going to be 90 degrees today. So we're starting to see that people are once again, so we take away hamburger patties in the wintertime.
Okay.
You can't have hamburger patties, but we'll boost up our roast and stew meat and stuff like that. Well, now that it's February and it's 90 degrees outside, we're going to announce, hey, we have hamburger patties back. We have sausage brats back. So anything that if it gets too overwhelming, we can always take it away. But yeah, we've noticed when we do take it away and it comes back at a new thing, then it explodes again because it hasn't been there for a while.
That's awesome. Yeah, you have to learn all those sort of marketing tactics, don't you? Yeah. Whatever helps with sales.
Yes.
Right.
So did you sell online before? Because what a lot of people might not realize about the POS, and this is one of the things that it took us a little extra long to really develop and work on it, is because we wanted the in-person sales or the POS to talk to the online store, right? Because we needed to sort of marry, if somebody buys steak in person, it still subtracts it from the inventory, or if somebody buys steak online, same thing. So if somebody buys a steak simultaneously online and in person, two different people, it actually subtracts two. So have you used that feature or capability to have that be all one merchant account, all one inventory? Like, are people buying from you in both places?
Yes,
absolutely. People are buying online, they're buying in person. I mean, consistently, we get several orders every day. On a Saturday, when we've got farmer markets running, we might have, I don't know, 60, 70 transactions between the farmer's markets plus the online ordering.
Got it.
And so that's all happening at once. So without an online inventory system, it would be beyond a nightmare. It just absolutely would not be possible.
Yeah.
There would be, you know, it would equate to bad customer service and not being able to fulfill orders. So
yeah, that's
absolutely
not good.
No, that's not good at all.
Nobody wishes that on anybody. Yeah.
And so the other really cool thing that happens is, say we have 20 ribeye steaks in inventory and we're at a farmer's market and we're selling out real quick. Well, that'll switch over to reserve now. So our customers online can still order it and they can reserve now. And we're able to fill that hopefully within the week. But we know what we need to fill. We know that when we go to our butcher and we're taking our inventory out of the butcher's freezer, that we go, okay, I've got to pick up all my steaks today because I've got people waiting. Or maybe this week it's ground. I had a huge push on ground, just regular ground beef. So, okay, I'm going to pick up those boxes of beef right now and leave my steaks at the butcher for another few days. So, very helpful.
Oh, that's fun to hear. Good. Hamburger season. I can't believe the grills are all out in Texas. Other parts of the country are like under snow.
I don't think they really
ever go up.
It's flip-flop
season now.
That's good. That's good fun. Okay. So here's the other thing. And again, we kind of geek out about that. We get to build for farmers. I mean, that's just like the cat's meow. I have applicants coming through all the time at Barn to Door and they're like, what's the best thing about Barn to Door? I'm like, successful farmers, like farmers crushing it. It's what keeps driving us. And so we got to build POS for farmers, which was really cool because some of the capabilities that we built initially, right? We first built the whole online experience, right? Because we're like, farmers need to get in front of people. They need a brand, get them out there. You can still work through the in-person stuff, but we'll get to that. Let's get them online first. And so that's why we just more recently added on and debuted the POS and that kind of seamless experience. But we were able then to take things from the online platform experience that we had built for that with Barn to Door and pull them through to the POS experience. And a couple of those things are the ability for you to sell by weight and still track inventory.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys do this, but another one is the ability to sell wholesale versus retail and flip back and forth. I don't know if you guys use that, but that's...
We have.
Okay. We have. And those are probably two of the bigger ones. So it's fun to hear that you do use those.
Yes.
Yes.
There's another feature on the point of sale that I really, really like. And this seems like such a small item. And it was not a capability at the very beginning with Barn to Door. Point of sale came out. One of the things that we offer is military discount. We're a military family and we want to thank all of our veterans. So one of the things that we asked for is there a way to put a discount? Can we just like have a 10% discount button on point of sale? That was an ask on our behalf and Barn to Door delivered quickly. And I am telling you, that is huge. It is huge. When you've got a line at a farmer's market and you're trying to manually calculate 10%, should be easy, but it's not. We're farmers. We're not mathematicians.
That's what technology is for. Technology is awesome at doing math. And they don't need napkins. They don't need napkins to do it. Right.
That's right. So just being able to offer that discount and have that quick and easy, efficient, it's professional. Yeah. And I love being able to offer that to our customers. Yeah. So that's on the point of sale side. And then of course, on the online shopping experience, we're able to offer a special code to our veterans so that every time they shop, they get their 10% off. Again, I love that. And that was one little thing that we ran into at the beginning of the point of sale experience. Yep. And it was resolved so quickly with Barn to Door.
Yeah, it was almost like the next week.
Oh, good. I love that. Doesn't always work out to be the next week.
It was fast.
I mean, technology is very much like we're going to get it out the door in its best initial form possible to do the basics. And then we're going to keep working on it. And that's called a roadmap. And I know you know that, but you essentially have a roadmap for different features. And so like with the POS, literally we're like, okay, what's the next thing? Like you mentioned Apple Pay. That was another thing that wasn't away, but we added it in. So we added in, like you said, the discount promo code line. So you could enter in a percent or dollar off. And then another one we added was wallets. So the Apple, Google Pay was a big one. And then recently, I don't know if you guys saw, but there's a tip feature. There's a custom tip feature.
Yes.
And you can change the verbiage. You can say, hey, you know, covers fees, or you can say tip or donation. Oh, you can actually change what it says.
Oh, that's fancy.
The wheels are spinning already.
I know.
That's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah. So I think you just have to go into the main little dashboard place and you can just change the verbiage that shows up to all your customers. Maybe you can do a test at your different POS devices. Like, okay, which one do they like the best?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
I'll be very curious. Yeah. So I'm so glad. Yeah. And we still have somebody working on the next thing too. Now, maybe I should tell you what it is.
Yeah. Yes. I'm excited.
We're not going to stop. We're going to keep getting better, but soon we're going to have somebody working on email capture at checkout.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the next thing we're working on. So keep an eye out for that. Cause obviously we all want you to have lots of emails.
Right.
Yes.
Tons of emails. The more emails, the better.
Yes.
That'll
be awesome.
And how has your experience been with the sell by weight in person? Right. You're saying you're not the calculator. So hopefully the little magic POS device does it for you.
It does.
And it makes it so easy. One thing I come across at the Liberty Hill Market is people want to see, it just helps them see the total of the weight and the thing on before they ever check out. So it's like, we still put the meat on the scale. They're still looking at the scale. But when you put it in the app and you show them, it was 2.17 pounds. Your ribeye is going to be $45. And they can say, oh, well, maybe I'll take a smaller one. It helps them think about that sale and feel good, I think, about what they're getting when they can actually see it on the thing. Yeah. So I love being able to weigh and then they can pick and choose it, sort of like taking a hands-on, like you're in the grocery store shopping for your meat and you can see the weight, but you're doing it from a farmer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like it.
Probably more trust building. I like that.
Yes.
That's good. So here's what people probably don't realize, because people can buy from you and you can sell by weight both online and in person. It's a little different, isn't it, in each place? But you're able to do it in both.
Yeah.
Because I think, isn't it that you're flipping then to when you're in person, it's just like you're calculating on the spot. But online, you can't calculate on the spot. So it's a little different, but you're still selling by weight.
Correct. Absolutely. So when they're buying online, they're putting a deposit down on what our average weight is going to be. But that's written in the description already. So they know that this is just a deposit. And then when we pull the order, then we're putting in the final weight.
Yeah, you can do some adjustments or whatnot, which is important when you're selling filet.
Exactly.
And ribeye. You're like, I'll take every ounce.
Yes. And we even try to personalize it even more whenever they go in to place an order, and Barn to Door automatically has their name and phone number in there. If something is not within the weight range, like say we guesstimated an average and that steak just came back gigantic. well, we don't want to automatically go in there and charge this person's card for something they weren't expecting. Or it could go the other way, and maybe they're feeding 8 to 10 people, but our cuts came in too small. So we will actually take their phone number and we will personally text or email that's on there too, each one, if that comes up, and say, hey, this is what it's going to weigh. Would you like more, or would you like me to take some out, or do you want to change?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Michelle and I have made so many friends by texting about meat.
Talk about customer service.
Yeah.
But I love
it works.
There's something beautiful about, you're not taking an order, you're just completing an order at that point, right?
Yeah.
More of a customer, like, that's a good use of your time.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Versus they can self-serve or order all day long. And then that little hand-holding, it's just like icing on the cake, I guess. There's probably some other really better analogy that includes cows. But yeah. You tell me. I love it. That's good. All right. So what are your goals? What are your plans for 2024?
Well, the number one goal for 2024 is we're adding more markets. We set some goals at the beginning of the year and we've already hit some of them. We wanted to upgrade our mobile meat stores. We did not have a brick and mortar. Last year had two trailers. One of them was quite small and rickety. as of today, we have three very nice cargo trailers that have been transformed with freezers. They have logos on them.
Nice.
So one of our goals was to have an actual fleet of mobile meat trailers. So we've done that. Another goal is...
put a QR code.
Oh, yeah.
On the side of your meat trailers.
That's a really good idea.
I'm not kidding. Yes. Give them like three ways. Do your phone number, or you might probably don't need the phone ring off though. Give the QR code so they get either to your website or they can be automatically added to your email list. Like either or.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're just going to, you're like a walking, it's like a billboard. You're just gaining customers.
Yeah.
So yeah, website, QR code, do the thing. Sorry, I got sidetracked. I got so excited.
Yes, no.
Sharing best practices here.
Always. The ideas are always flowing. I love it. The second goal was to process 240 head of cattle for the year. And the third thing is to blow it out of the water. We're going for $1 million and more in sales.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, you better tell me what I need to build for you next.
That's right. We'll work on our wish list.
Yeah, you know, work on your wish list. We'll
tell Kevin all the time. Kevin is amazing, by the way. Don't lose Kevin. He's awesome.
He just got a promotion. We know he's awesome.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Well,
he can't
leave us. We like
No. He's just you know, overseeing and training more people to make sure they're as awesome as he is. I mean, that's just,
perfect.
You know, what you do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, one of our big goals with Barn to Door to work with it is, because we have so many locations, is being able to separate that on inventory. Like somebody could say, I want to bracket it down and I want to shop at the Decatur location where all those markets pop up.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. And that would help us with inventory a little bit.
Do you pre-sell for pickup at markets online?
We do.
Do you do the online? Yeah. I was curious. I feel like that's a more common trend than maybe even we had anticipated, which is really fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, why do you do that? And why do you, I assume, like it?
We even do subscriptions picking up at markets.
Okay.
Like we give them that opportunity.
I think the reason I like it is it's easier to plan what I'm packing. Now, with the addition of the bigger meat trailers, we do take more inventory to the markets with us. But we have one freezer dedicated just to, these are customer pickups.
Okay.
So I already know in my mind, this is sold, this is organized, the name is on it. So it helps with flow. It helps with customer relationships. Because chances are good, if
you're
somebody
expected to know their name, like,
yes,
when they...
you really are.
Yeah.
Somebody walks up and they order from me every week or every other week. I go, hi, Lisa. Well, not only does Lisa appreciate that, but the customer standing in line go, wow, how did the farmer just walk out with a bag of meat, hand it to her? Lisa walked off, goes to another booth to do her shopping. So they see that. It's an opportunity for me to then turn around and say, yeah, all you have to do is go on our website, pre-order your items. It's paid for. You just pick it up.
That's amazing.
And so it builds from there.
That's amazing.
It goes back to professional, it's relevant, and it's how people shop.
That's amazing. I don't know what it's like in Texas, but we have some farms that have done a really good job. Well, first of all, if it's rainy or bad weather, you really want to make sure people are showing up at the farmer market. Yes. And pre-sales.
Right.
Pre-sales like literally help with that because they've already bought it. They are showing up. Right.
Yes.
So there's something about guaranteed sales going into a farmer market that feels good because you don't always know what the market's going to do.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We have a lot of friends that we market with that have their own booths and stuff. And I think that anytime that we advertise, hey, pre-order and pick up here, it's helping them market in an entirety. And we want the market to keep going. We want the market to be thriving because it helps us. And so I think it helps everybody around. And then also we sell out of stuff very quickly. So it has become a thing that people are like, I better reserve that and pick that up.
FOMO. We love FOMO. That's great. Yeah, yes. Good for you. And I hope you're collecting emails with the markets. Please tell me you are.
Yes, we are.
We are. Our MailChimp has grown quite a bit.
It can make a real difference. We've heard so many good stories of farmers just like emailing weekly, essentially. Most of them have gotten to the point where they just email weekly and it's like automatic sales and people love reminders. It's interesting.
So not on board. I'm with MailChimp at first.
That's pretty normal, trust me. Then they're like, wait a minute.
This works. Is really going to work. Well, Michelle does it now. And I love it when she does it. And we do generate sales. And even if it doesn't click off of MailChimp, like, you know how you can see the sales that come from there? Even if they don't click off of there, we know where it came from. Because a lot of times we will put a promo code in there that you can only see off of MailChimp or different things like that. So it is working for sure. Hang with it.
You really are divide and conquer. I love it.
Yes, we are.
Got it dialed in. Well, that's a great way to grow. I'm telling you. Okay. So, because I know we have to wrap up because I'm getting the eyeballs from other people. So for any farmer rancher listening, do you have any last words of wisdom on what it takes to build your business and loyal base of customers?
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting because Julie and I just talked about this earlier this week. And Julie, what did you send me? What was that meme that you sent me?
Oh, let me look. Hang on. I'll look it up.
Okay, while you're looking that up, so Julie's going to look up something that she sent me, but I think as far as growing your business, it has to be intentional. It has to be daily. It's a living, breathing entity. And so every morning when you wake up as a farmer, you go out and you check on your herd. That's great. The next step is you come back in and you check on your business and you have to make sure that it's thriving just like your actual herd is. It's got to be intentional daily. And then Julie's going to share what.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Thank you.
The quote that I sent yesterday, and it's funny that just came up today, but is working hard for something we don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something we love is called passion.
Wow.
So if you have the passion and the drive and the want to succeed, then you will. I swear, Michelle and I have more fun than we do work. It is hard work. There are bad days and there are days that we lose calves and there are days that we have animals attack. Michelle just lost a turkey the other day and she was you know, in tears over that. I think though, if you push through that, things happen and you will get there. You just have to hang in and keep on going and build those relationships up. Like Michelle said.
Oh, amen. Such great words of wisdom. I love it.
Sometimes
I totally get it, actually. I'm super passionate here, but you're dealing with business and humans and lots of everything, right? But it's so worth it. It's so worth it. But that doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
Right.
That's correct.
I love it. Good. I want to extend my thanks to Michelle and Julie for joining us on this week's episode of the Independent Farmer Podcast. You can learn more about Veterans Liberty Ranch at www.veteranslibertyranch.com. Check them out. Also, keep an eye out for their fleet of vans. You can also follow them on Instagram at the handle at Veterans Liberty Ranch. Please go check them out because they are exploding and how fun to watch. Here at Barn to Door, we're humbled to support Thousands of independent farmers across the country were delighted to offer services and tools to help farmers access more customers, increase their sales, and save time for their business. If you're an independent farmer who's just getting started or transitioning to selling direct, or if you've been with us a while and want to simplify your business management, visit barntodoor.com/learn more. Thank you for tuning in today. We look forward to joining you next time on the Independent Farmer Podcast. Thank you for joining us on the Independent Farmer Podcast. At Barn to Door, we are passionate about empowering independent farmers to build a thriving business. To all the farmers out there, thank you for all you do to grow amazing food, care for the soil, and serve your local communities. You are the backbone of our country. For free farm resources or to listen to prior podcasts, go to barntodoor.com/resources. We hope you join us again and subscribe to the Independent Farmer Podcast wherever you stream your podcasts. Until next time.